Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles taking on the Red Sox. Series finale, 105. Birds trying to avoid the sweep. We'll keep you up to date on the score once that thing gets rolling. Crochet against Cade Povich. Rocking and rolling there. Ravens getting ready for the Bills. Really start to ramp it up next week when they get back to one winning drive. Terps open against FAU. Ton of college football coming up tonight. We got college football picks coming up later in the show. We just talked about Kyle Hamilton's money. But however, can I count some down here?
You can count a little bit today. The Dow's up 18. The S&P's up 8. NASDAQ's up 80. DraftKings up 23 cents to 48.03. Under Armour's down 11 cents, $4.93.
They have not been over $8 in a while, right?
Eight. Yeah, they've been.
Because I'm thinking about maybe diving in a little bit more than I already am. That's why I'm keep relying on scratch-offs.
Buy low.
They're low. When are they ever going to get high again? Is the question.
I don't know if they are, Bob.
Anywho.
Sports topics.
Yes.
Starting the NFL, the Ravens. We know they got that deal done with Kyle Hamilton. Everyone's celebrating that today. Now their attention turns to others that are in line for extensions, mainly Tyler Linderbaum. Now Eric DaCosta did tease that some more deals could be coming down the pipeline here soon. And since they didn't give Linderbaum the fifth-year option, they have even more incentive to work quickly. There is also the Lamar factor, as we just discussed in the last segment. Extending him would unlock more cap space in the immediate future. Buy or sell, Vinny, DaCosta will double dip and get another deal done before week one.
I'll buy it, but I don't think it's going to be Linder. I think it'll be Travis Jones or Likely. I think he gets another one done, but I don't think it's one of those other guys.
All right, we'll go over to baseball here. Tall task for the Orioles to avoid the sweep this afternoon since they're going to be facing Cy Young candidate Garrett Crochet. The last time they faced him back in early April, well, he was dominant to say the least. 8 shutout innings. Honestly, I'm surprised looking back on that stat line that he gave up 4 hits. That seems like a lot. 4 hits and a walk, as a matter of fact. But that was part of a long stretch there early on this season where the O's couldn't get anything going against left-handed pitching. And as far as lefties go, Crochet is as elite as they come. Buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles will not be shut out by Crochet today. At least one run.
Oh, boy. I'll buy it. Somebody might run into a breaking ball or something like that, or he'll walk the bases loaded. I don't know. Yeah, I'll buy that they'll at least score a run. I mean, man, can I even predict someone's going to take them deep?
You can predict whatever you want.
I'm going to go with Mountie. He's going to hit a home run tonight.
Well, I set the bar that low because I'm going to sell that. I think that they will get shut out by Crochet again today.
Oh, damn.
I mean, he might only go 6 innings.
Oh, you're saying just him?
Yeah, just him.
Oh.
Ugh.
I'm still.
All right.
The Orioles are going to
stick with your team.
They're going to scratch, and it's not just jock itch. They're going to get a run.
Go back to the NFL here. Texans. Well, they don't know what to expect with Joe Mixon right now. He missed most of the summer with an ankle injury and has since been placed on short-term IR, which means he will miss at least the first 4 weeks of the regular season, which means Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, well, they're now the guys that are in line to carry that ball. Neither one of them very attractive in terms of a starting option right now. But buy or sell, Vinny, Houston can get by with a more pass-happy offense, at least to begin the year.
I'm going to sell it. Just because I'm not totally convinced on the offensive line. That's the issue. I'm hoping that Chubb, you know, has some stuff left. That's what I hope.
And who is on the Texans schedule for week 5? It's the Baltimore Ravens. So keep an eye on that. Joe Mixon could be making his season debut that week. A little college football here. Big game to kick off week 1 of the college football season. Texas and Ohio State. Arch Manning, he's the guy for the Longhorns, and while he did get a taste of action last year as a freshman, this is going to be his first real run as the starter. The three games where he got serious run filling in for Ewers last year, he was able to sling it around quite a bit. Yardage totals in some of those games, 223, 258, 325. I'm seeing his passing yard over-under set at 234.5 for this Saturday against the Buckeyes. Buy or sell, Bob, Manning goes over his total in his first start of the year.
I'm buying it. We'll do our picks for this game coming up in about an hour. But I'm liking Arch. You got two Heisman hopefuls there. Smith, wide receiver for Ohio State. And then Arch himself, number one versus number two, Sarkisian versus Day. I mean, what kind of – I mean, you got Lee Corso's going to be there, right, for game day, his final. I mean, it's all – both teams are going to be in the playoffs, I'm thinking, when it's all said and done. But
should be.
Early supremacy. Let's go with Arch.
One more time.
I think if he gets it – if he gets the passing yards, Bob, they're behind, and then he's throwing a lot to catch up.
Or they're not going guns a-blazing right out of the gate. Take this, Ohio State.
I think they're going to try to
get them on their heels with their freshman quarterback and all that, whatever they got going on. What's the kid's name? The Ohio kid?
Just saying.
Bowl games are going to be here before I get all these rosters down.
I mean, he started at What's the Matter You, then he transferred to seven other places.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all good.
All right, one more topic in the NFL. The Saints, well, they didn't really have any good options for starting quarterback, but ultimately landed on Spencer Rattler over Tyler Shuck. Head coach Kellen Moore added that he doesn't want this to be a lingering weekly conversation. Rattler is the guy. This won't be a week-to-week reevaluation, but something tells me that's not going to hold up for all 17 games. Just last year, Rattler got the chance to start six games, lost all six, while posting a passer rating of 70. Buy or sell, Vinny, Rattler won't make it 6 weeks this time around before the QB controversy starts.
Oh, I'll buy that. I'll buy it, just because they're going to stink, you know, and I think they know they're in for the long haul. And like you said, Rattler was 0-6 last year. They'll be clamoring for the young guy, and then he'll go in, and then he'll screw it up, and then they'll be saying, you know, they'll be wanting to wear. Bob, were you in New Orleans when they were wearing the paper bags?
No, that was way before
the eight?
My time.
Oh yeah,
that was 1980.
Well, no,
I was there when they were the cha-ching till the playoffs. Then they were a cha-choke.
Yeah,
my dad was there.
They'd be 14-2.
Who dat going to beat the Saints? Anyone they play in the playoffs? Well, Bobby Hebert, baby.
Before we break here, continue our giveaways. Four more passes to the Maryland State Fair. It's running through September 7th, so you got a couple weeks here to get on out there, and we're going to send you for free. That is if you're caller number 10, 410-583-1057. Still four more to give away tomorrow, so stay tuned if you don't win today.
Well, we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Get to these win totals that the Austin Mock for the AFC. We'll do the NFC later in the show if we have time to do so. But agree or disagree, what do you think of the Ravens win total? I mean, nobody over 12, and somebody in the NFL, some team's going to win 12, might be multiple teams, but odds makers always shoot low. That's why you might want to bet high.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.